know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you.
Hello?
Getting to
hello? Oh, hello. It must be the char lady. I'm looking for Inspector Steen. Is he here?
Oh, he'll be back in a tick, dearie. Got a big case on. Him and his sergeant been out all morning. If they ain't back quick, they'll miss their dinners, and it's jam omelette, so they'll be sorry, all right, see? Well, my name's not Mrs. Groynes. But all this standing around jawing won't buy the baby a new frock and bonnet now, will it, dear?
Gosh, you seem a nice, jolly, cockney sort of person, Mrs. Groynes.
Oh, tar very much, dear.
The sort of person one sees quite a lot in films, or even on the amateur stage. I mean, not that that's a bad thing.
Oh, of course not. There you go, dear. Garibaldi, dear. You seem a bit nervous. Garibaldi will settle you. Fancy having a biscuit named after you. Don't seem right, does it? Especially when they're as nasty as these little sods.
I'm not usually nervous, Mrs. Groynes. It's just that I'm new. First day. Constable Twitten, number 862. Look, on my collar. If the chaps at Lancing could see me now.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yes. 862. Oh, my boy Trevor's got a number, as it happens. Where's it on his chest?
And I can't tell you how exciting this is, to think that one will be working alongside the legendary Inspector Steen.
Is one fond of ice cream, dear?
Yes.
Then one's come to the right place. You know how Sherlock Holmes had his three pipe problems and what have you. Inspector Steen tends towards the Knickerbocker glory.
You mean they didn't make that up for the film?
Oh, no, dear. You're a fan of the Middle Street Massacre, then?
Oh, gosh, yes. I've read all the books. I saw the film twice, even though Father expressly forbade it. John Gregson made one feel one had really met the real Inspector Steen. It was so real.
Real, yes. Well, it's famous, all right. And as a result, he's never off the wireless these days, is he? Law and the little man. Oh, we're all so proud. Listen, you take your helmet off, dear, and drink your tea. It's all right. There's nobody here but me and these ferrets.
So, what's the big case?
Ooh, body found on the pier, dear. On the ghost train, of all things. Inspector Steen is calling the investigation Operation Woo.
A death on the ghost train? Do you think it's something to do with gangs?
Well, Sergeant Brunswick, he thinks it's to do with gangs. Too right he does, but the inspector's of a different mind. He thinks it may have been natural causes, heart failure, what have you, but there's a lot going against that theory, unfortunately.
Such as?
Such as its head was off. Sawed off, by all accounts.
Gosh!
All a bit delicate, are we?
Oh, no. Public school prepares one for virtually anything, I should think. I'm just wondering whether there would be time, on a ghost train ride taking little more than 4 minutes on average, to saw off a person's head, especially if one had to kill or sedate the person first.
I'm saying, is that Captain Charlie has very good reasons for disappearing.
And all I'm saying, Brunswick, is that you're obsessed with crime. Captain Charlie. But Seven Dials Agamemnon, it's preposterous. I'm giving a talk on the wireless tonight full of calm, benign reminiscences of the square mile in the blackout. And now I expect I've missed the jam omelette.
God.
He being difficult again, Sergeant.
Well, yes.
Sergeant Brunswick is cursed, dear.
Well, that's a bit strong, Mrs. Groynes.
He sees villainy, dear. Sees it everywhere. It's an affliction.
All right.
Because no one else can see it.
I just have to live with it, Mrs. Groynes.
Sometimes his despair all but overwhelms him. Isn't that right, dear?
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Groynes. Who's this?
Oh, Constable Twitten, sir. I'm new.
Nice to meet you. How do you feel about criminals, son?
I wholeheartedly oppose them, sir.
Well, that's a start.
Cup of tea, Sergeant. Garibaldi? Nice slice of gala pie.
Gala pie? I don't suppose there's any hard-boiled egg in it.
Oh, I'm afraid someone's had the egg, dear. There's an egg-shaped hole, if that's any good.
An egg-shaped hole. Oh, well. Can't sit around here all day. I have an appointment at the Metropole with a witness to the crime. A skirt called Maisie.
Gosh, you said skirt.
Maisie? Big blue eyes and buck teeth. Wears a hairband and drinks vintage port with Tizer.
That's her.
She's a witness, you say, dear.
Yes, you know her, Mrs. Groynes.
No, not me. Sergeant Brunswick was played in the film by Norman Wisdom, dear.
Yeah, well, you don't get a choice, obviously.
Can I ask about the case, sir? I was just saying to Mrs. Groynes that 4 minutes isn't very long to overpower a large man and saw his head off.
How do you know the ghost train ride is 4 minutes?
Well, just guesswork at this stage, sir. But I'm very good at detail. I came top of my year at Hendon in forensic observation. Here's the thing, sir. Would you like me to go on the pier and time that ride for you with a stopwatch and a notebook?
Yes, I would. But when you get the answer, Twitten, I want you to report to me, not to the inspector.
Very good, sir.
Shall I save the gala pie, dear?
I'll let the constable have it. He seems like a good lad. But tell that rogue of a butcher that if it happens again, I'll have him under intention to deceive or defraud 1932, section 24.
A prize for forensic observation, you say? Well, I'd better get on, eh? All this standing around jawing won't put tuppence towards a bag of coal now, will it?
Do you think I'll run into any gangs on the pier, Mrs. Goins?
Now, let me tell you something, dear. Let me set you straight. Inspector Steen won't stand for talk of gangs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought...
When I first came to this station, there were some who wanted to warn him, but Mrs. Groins' son Trevor was in a gang. He's banged up in Lewis for armed robbery. But the inspector wouldn't listen. And I like him for that, I do. As far as he's concerned, the gangs got wiped out in the Middle Street Massacre. All of them gone. Because if they didn't get wiped out, see, and they aren't all gone, well, the great Inspector Steen, a stage screen and wireless, looks a bit of a great big nana, just see.